Hello there, and welcome to Soul Odyssey Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Herman, and tonight I'm speaking to you in my capacity as a literary agent, as well as a psychic medium slash spiritual teacher slash mystic extraordinaire, or whatever I call myself on any given day. Because labels, I heard this on a show this week, labels belong on cans and not people, but they are descriptive. I'm very excited to be here this week. I've had a couple of weeks where I was traveling, so I missed a few of our classes together, and I am glad that you're here. I welcome new people. I am looking forward to getting to know some of you. I know we've got some return listeners, and I'm very happy to have you as well. This is a live broadcast. I guess that's what you would call it on the Internet. It's a live webcast, and you can also get this on your cell phones, and you can call in any time during the show. If you have any questions related to the topic, or if you have any questions that you want to ask about your personal life and would like a mini reading, I do spiritual reading for people, animals. I can explain a little bit more about what I do as compared to other people, because I know you're familiar with many different healers and psychics and celebrity psychics, and we all do things in a little bit of a different way. We have our niche, so to speak. Now, the number here for those of you who are planning to call in this week is toll-free, 888-815-9756. Go to www.bbsradio.com, station 1. There are also other numbers listed for other lines, but the main number to call is 888-815-9756. Tonight I chose a topic that I think will interest many of you, because every time I speak with people or teach at writers' conferences, I am always told that someone has told them, or they feel within their soul, that they are to write a book. That's not an unusual thing for people to feel or to be told, because communication is the way that we teach each other. And now we have many different technologies which are just baffling, and how quickly they're changing every single day. But the written word, whether it's going to appear on some kind of website, or whether it's going to appear in physical book form or on one of the e-readers, that is the way that we communicate. We communicate with language, and we communicate with written language most extensively. And so many of you have asked me to talk about how to get your books published. And I also have received a couple of emails from you to discuss different subjects on the show. I'll be reading at least one of them later in the evening. And I encourage you to check out my website. It's www.soul-odyssey.com. That's soul-odyssey.com. Make sure you put the dash, and you'll see my website. And my email address is Deborah@soul-odyssey.com, and you can send any questions. If you are too shy to be on the webcast and you don't want to talk and get into personal discussions, because I know you want to call. I can feel it. I see some of you out there. You're ready to pick up that phone, but you're just too shy, and or you're concerned about what I might see. Am I going to see anything bad? Well, I don't believe in seeing anything bad, because I'm here as a spiritual guide for you. I'm here to help you in your life, to help you find the things that may be standing in your way and help you move through them. You make your choices. You are your teacher. You are your guru. The age of the guru, I hope, except in certain respects where it is worthy. But the age of the guru is really moving on. We are supposed to be teaching each other and teaching ourselves. So what I hope to do with this class, slash show is to guide you so that you can have the insights and that you can have the experiences and understand how to interpret them so that you can have the life that you are looking for or that you're guided to have. You're on a spiritual path. If you weren't, you wouldn't be listening to this broadcast, and you're figuring it out. If you've been listening for any number of weeks, then you know you're on a spiritual path, and the spiritual path is a challenge. The spiritual path is especially challenging for people who consider themselves writers, because as a writer, as a spiritual person, and as a spiritual writer, you are given challenges so that you can be a pure vessel for the divine essence, so that the information that comes through you, the energy that comes through you, is purely for the greater good. Because when you write something or when you communicate something, it has energy, it has impact, and it also has consequence, because people will be, well, if we're lucky, people will be reading what we write and experiencing what we write, and they will be responding to what we write. Writers have a responsibility, particularly if you're, well, really, I guess it's for any kind of writer, fiction, nonfiction, you have a responsibility, because when someone reads your words, they're experiencing your words. Reading is such a visceral response to things. It's in your mind, but it's also just in your soul. You're experiencing the words and the energy without even thinking about it. So as a writer, you have to go through certain challenges to become the best writer and the best vessel and the best messenger that you can be. Since I've been teaching the seven lessons of Soul Odyssey, the seven lessons that are intended to guide your soul through your spiritual path, and we will be speaking again about the messages between the number seven and about around the number seven and why there are seven lessons. But as I've said to you before, and I hope you're starting to remember, the seven lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. They will become second nature to you, and you will be able to tap into them to understand the lessons of your life. We have, is it Ilanya on line two? I hope I didn't mispronounce your name. Are you there?
I am.
Can you tell me how to pronounce your name?
Ilana.
Oh, Ilana. So the...
I was just talking with you on Facebook.
Oh, you were? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't... So, see how much I don't pay attention? I was focused on the show. Well, I'm mm-hmm. so glad that you called. Isn't that wonderful? What is your question?
Could you tell me about a spirit guide and what that is?
Absolutely. We all are...
And do I have one?
The answer I'm getting, and I, let me back up. There are people who are mediums who tap into this vibration where it's people who have passed over and mm-hmm. they're still close to the earth. Have you ever seen the show Ghost Whisperer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know she speaks to dead people.
Mm-hmm.
That's one frequency. My frequency is more... on, I guess, the angelic realm, divine essence, you know, that kind of thing. So my truth is that I am speaking to your higher consciousness and the guides, the, you know, spirit, and, the, you know, that's what I'm perceiving, because if, I mean, I can tune into people who have passed over, but they're people struggling on the path just as we are. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to get you information from your path and from mm-hmm. your guidance. Spirit has said to me in a message to you that you don't yet know your spirit guide. Okay, but
right.
you've always had one. Mm-hmm. Now, on a closer to this vibration level, do you have a grandmother in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. On a closer to this vibration level, you have a grandmother who connects with you and guides you and watches over you. Okay? Does mm-hmm. that make any sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's what I'm being told. Now, in terms of a spirit guide, you'd be a little bit nervous if you actually started connecting to the spirit guide, because mm-hmm. you're going through a period of time where your vibration is expanding. And mm-hmm. you're going to be experiencing all kinds of changes in your energy, because mm-hmm. you need to be able to sustain the higher level of energy to get the direct messages from your spirit guides. It's
okay.
almost like you're... Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're like a flower that's starting to blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, listening to this show, following the classes, there's some reading that I can recommend, and eventually it'll be on my website. As you become more familiar with what all of this means, you'll be less frightened by it, and then you'll be able to see the signs and receive the messages more directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, for example, when I was coming into my awareness 20-some-odd years ago, I was saying to, you know, I was like talking to spirit, please, 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 I want to see, you know, I want to see with my physical eyes, I want to see a spirit, you know, and I probably told this story already on the show, but it's so funny, and I was staring into a candle for like hours, because that's what people said to do in order to be mm-hmm. able to see, and my cat jumped on the table, and I jumped 4 feet into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started to laugh because I wasn't ready.
Right.
Okay? So just be patient in terms of connecting with your spirit guide, because you'll start to mm-hmm. get that energy and you'll start to know what it is. I recommend that you read a book called Joy's Way.
Okay.
It's by a Dr. Brew Joy. It may even be out of print. But it's a very good first book for people as they're coming into awareness, because, and I think it was written 20 or 30 years ago, but Dr. Joy is one of the first people to speak with great authority about the existence of other levels of energy. He's one of the first doctors to use energy healing. And I think
okay.
it will explain to you some of the things that you feel physically.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always
sense?
Had, I guess it's not really telepathy, but I've always had, I know that I've been here more than one time.
Absolutely.
Because I've been places
where I... But not a bazillion times. Not a bazillion times.
I have been here before.
Right, but not a bazillion times. You're not someone
no.
who has to keep... You're learning. You learn. You're of a higher
yeah.
dimensional plane.
But I have been places that I have known, that I've never been to, that I've known where things were.
It's
really
bizarre.
Well,
that's why your frequency level and your energy level needs to be balanced, so that you can start having the recall and understand what it is that you're receiving. And yes, you do have telepathy, and if you're both a receiver and a sender, and if you think of someone and they call, that's not
mm-hmm.
a coincidence.
Yeah, I know who's on the phone when they call
exactly.
before I answer the phone.
Exactly. So...
It flips my husband out all the time. I'm like, you know, your mother's on the phone. He's like, will you stop doing that?
Exactly. It can be annoying to people, but it's because your frequency is expanding. And so for
mm-hmm.
you, I want you to focus on your energy. I'd like you to read that book if you can, and then
mm-hmm.
just keep listening and check in, and we'll talk more about your spirit guide.
Cool. All right.
I'll give you this much information. You have at least one that's female.
Okay.
Other
what,
than
you
your
can
grandmother.
Have more than one?
For some reason, that's... And your spirit guide is on a higher dimensional plane than your grandmother, who is a person who's passed over.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Wow. Okay.
So
you
call
can have
in
more
again?
Than one?
Certainly.
Hmm?
Spirit guides and people who are watching over you are different things, because the people who watch over us are often souls who are also working on their own lessons. And so what she's doing for you is also helping her.
Okay.
That's
and she's
different
trying to
than,
make sure I don't make the same mistakes that she made.
Yeah, and she's healing backwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's very cool. And you asked a very,
very
excellent
cool.
question, so make sure you call back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love the callers. I love when you call in with these great questions, because there's so much to talk about and so much to explain. But it all ties together in one big box of mystery. So I'll tell you the phone number again, and we'll talk a little bit more about books. The phone number is 888-815-9756. And call anytime, and we'll enjoy your questions, and we'll try to tie it back to the topic of the evening. If you are a writer and your goal is to get your book published, you're going to have to learn the protocols of the publishing industry. If you're being called to write, don't ignore that. It's totally valid. It's totally from your soul. It's guided. When you really get into the zone, you probably don't even realize that it's something you've written, because you're connecting to the higher consciousness. Some people also say you connect to the Akashic Records, which is this cosmic library of everything. It's absolutely, legitimately, and something that goes through you and beyond you. However, that's very different with learning how to get published. If you were in one career, and let's say you retire, you can't just the next day say, oh, I'm done with that one. I think I'll become a brain surgeon. There's like a learning curve to being a brain surgeon. And, I mean, it's not the best analogy, but it's an analogy. You can't just decide one day, I'm going to go and do this other career. Now, the writing part, the art of it, the creativity of it, you can do that anytime and say, I am a writer. But the publishing industry has its protocols, it has its ups and downs and ins and outs, and I've been a literary agent now for about 20 years, and it corresponded with me starting out strictly as a writer. And writing and doing everything wrong. Anything that I see now or teach writers, it's because I've done it. And I learned, you know, I paid my dues. I learned the hard way. I've learned from, at least from the literary agent standpoint, we have published some books. I know a fair amount of what goes on inside the publishing arena, but I absolutely know the agenting arena. And the people who are doing spiritual material, where they're saying this is spiritual material, you have a disadvantage because you are considered to be, you know, they used to call it woo-woo material. You know, a lot of people are skeptical. They think it's, you know, over the top. They don't speak our language, a lot of the path has been paved by many authors now, and a lot of it's becoming mainstream. There are celebrity authors who've done, you know, many, many books on spiritual, esoteric, and supernatural and parapsychological subjects that are published every single day, and they do well because there's a hunger for knowledge. But back, you know, when I started out, you couldn't find these books. They were in the dusty shelves of, you know, little houses where it was like, you know, you were doing something under the radar. And it was, you know, mentor-student. It was very secret society, mystery schools type of thing. And now, in this day and age, many of us who never thought that we would have experiences of this nature are having them, and we can't explain them away. And we're waking up to the fact that we are spiritual people living in, you know, as they say, spiritual beings having a physical experience, and that there is more to life than what meets the eye. And the popularity of people's shows, I just got to see Lisa Williams, for those of you who know who she is, she's a wonderful medium, and she has a show on Lifetime, and I saw her in person last week in Schenectady, and she's fabulous, and she's amazing. And any person seeing her is going to have a lot of trouble dismissing the accuracy of what she does. She doesn't do what they call cold reading. There's no way. There is no possible way. So there are people who are truly gifted, like Lisa Williams, James von Prague, who have been totally dispelling the skepticism for the average person. I'm sure there are many, many other names I could name, but they're dispelling that skepticism and making it more mainstream so that the average person doesn't feel like they're, you know, like they're buying some sort of perverted sex book or something when they're going to the bookstore to buy something on past lives. You know, we're feeling like, I can learn this, I can do this. Nobody's going to be judging me because there are more people today showing an interest in spirituality and metaphysics than ever before. In fact, one of the biggest search words on the internet now happens to be tarot cards. So you're among friends if you're interested in these topics and you have felt either by spouses, friends, relatives, you know, that you have no one to talk to, and that you're experiencing these things, and other people think you're a little bit, you know, strange, or why are you focused on your spirituality versus the so-called real world? And you're going to find, especially with the online communities, that there are many, 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 many people like us. I think we're getting to the point that we could have another caller. It is 888-815-9756. I'd love to know if any of you out there are writing books, want to know some specifics about how to get your book published, or just want to talk about any topic of spirituality or metaphysics, the paranormal, my favorite topic since I was little. I will read you an email that I got from a listener. Her name is Noella, and she said that she believes she's a wanderer. Since she was 5 years old, she knew she was not from here. She asked her Earth Mother where her real family was from. She believes that she's either an ET soul or a volunteer. And I think that many of you feel this way, and that's why I was, you know, moved to share this with you on the show, because I know that many people say the same thing, that I don't feel like I belong here, I don't feel like I'm from here, what am I doing here? The reason I teach you about the seven lessons is to assure you that you're here for a reason and there's something for you to do while you are here. So I want to dispel the feeling that I don't know why I'm here, so I shouldn't be here. This is where you're supposed to be, whether you remember being somewhere else or not, or whether you, many of you volunteered to come here to help at this time because we're raising the vibration and the dimension of the Earth as we know it during this time. As far as feeling ET, I will. There are many shows on BBS Radio that address the issues of the ETs. That's not my particular subject area. I have many people that I can bring on as guests to talk about it. But one of the things that you may be feeling is just that you are different. And that's because your soul is awakening and you're experiencing it. Brenda from Manitoba is on the line. How are you, Brenda?
I am fine. And how about you?
I'm doing wonderful. And what's your time zone?
Pardon?
What time is it where you are?
It is 8:30, almost 8:30.
Oh, so you're an hour behind. You would be central time?
Yes.
I'm just trying to get all these time zones straightened out. I only know east and west. It's so amazing that we can be reaching people so far away. It's fabulous. But our souls are all connected, and that's how we can do this. Do you have a particular question?
I have a question regarding a spirit guide to or my mission in life. Either question would be good for you to answer. I'd appreciate them lots.
Spirit is telling me that you know what your mission in life is. And I think sometimes it makes you nervous. And sometimes you feel, because it doesn't happen quickly enough, that maybe you're just never going to get it done. Does that make any sense?
I think so. I'm certainly not sure. I think I know, but I'm never sure what my mission is.
Have you worked with children?
Little bits.
In what capacity?
Massage.
Okay, so you do hands healing?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you've been working with young people with this healing?
Some, not a lot, but some.
Has it helped the young people?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, what I'm seeing for you is to gear your, you know you're a healer, and you know that you're a healer beyond what people know that you do. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay? Yes. And so sometimes you feel like, wow, I can't tell them what I really know and what I can really do. Because you don't want anybody to think you're crazy.
I agree.
Right? And plus, you're very modest and humble about it. You know it's a gift from God. What I see for you is that you will be doing more healing work, using your gifts, being more open about what you actually can do with young people. Because the young people of today are so out of balance, and they're getting so little of what they really need, that it's like they're plants that don't get enough water. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yes.
And so I also see you writing, not a book, but a manual. I see you writing some kind of manual to explain what you do and how it can be applied, because you do work that can go beyond just being a massage therapist or whatever your education is.
Definitely.
And I see you doing some kind of manual that can be used to help young people. Because, that gives you some focus, doesn't it?
Yes,
shush,
it does.
Dog.
Yes.
I have dogs here. Can anyone tell? Sorry.
Pardon me?
I don't know if you can all hear my dogs.
I can't.
So that's what I recommend for you. And also, if you can get a hold of Dr. Brujoy's book, since you do energy work, I think it is, you know, as I mentor people on the spiritual path, there are certain books that I feel are musts and are classics, and that is one of them.
Okay.
And that seems
and
to
that
be the topic.
And that was called Joy's Way?
Joy's Way.
Joy's
and
Way, okay.
I think it'll also help you see that the tradition that you're following by being open to the energy, especially the energy from your hands, pardon? Did you hear what I said?
No, my energy from my hands has what?
Has a long tradition. And reading that book will explain it to you.
Okay.
And you certainly are, your mission is to bring that healing energy through because you don't have an ego about it.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't think so.
Right. Don't you just want to heal and for people to feel the love?
Definitely.
Well, there's your answer.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you so much. The other question was about the spirit guide. Do I have more than one around me? I feel like there may be two or three.
The one that's standing closest right now is male, and he's Native American. Do you relate to the Native American spirituality at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's the one who's standing closest. So I believe there are two others, but that's the one that is working with you most now and will be guiding your growth in this next period of time when you're developing, you know, more. It's really confidence to know that, yes, I am doing this, I can do this, and I don't care what people think. This is my job, and I answer only to God. Okay?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Okay. All righty. Well, keep listening and keep calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it lots.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So let's get back to books. I will say the phone number again before I get back into the topic, 888-815-9756. If you want to write a book, you are going to need to learn the protocols of the industry, as I said. And one of the things you're going to need to learn if you're writing nonfiction is how to write a book proposal. You need to take all of this wonderful information that you want to convey and put it into a structure, because the people in the industry are very, very, very busy. There is a lot of competition for very few spaces, and nowadays the bigger publishing houses are looking toward the sure thing. They want to find people who already have, I know you're all probably, if you've been studying about book publishing, you've heard the word platform. They want people who bring a ready-made audience so that they know that their risk is slight, and that they're going to be able to earn money from the project rather than lose money. Each publishing house has a list that they put out for each season. On that list, they need big books, and then the different editors have within their realm, so to speak, smaller books that they're able to acquire. Chances are, if you are fortunate enough to be published by a major publisher, that unless you are of that upper echelon or what you have is so unusual to cross over that line, you're going to fall within that mid to lower range. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, the problem is that when people want to be writers, they automatically see the dollar signs. And there's nothing wrong with earning money as a writer, but it may take time. And so you don't want to put if you put an energy towards your writing in the form of desperation, that this is what I need to do to put food on my table, and I'm promised that this is, you know, and the psychic said that I was going to be wealthy and famous and all of that, that's going to take you right off your path. You have to take that away from the equation of creating it your you know, creating your project and creating the love and the passion that you have for what it is that you need to say. You first have to find your voice, and you have to learn everything that you can about the industry, and you have to create something that an agent can look at and say, that person's not only, you know, not only has integrity, not only writes well, but I can see that they're a business person, that they can stand on both sides of the fence. They can be spiritual. They can, they can also be. They're not mutually exclusive. They can also have respect for the process, because there's nothing worse than putting all your eggs in one basket and having to put all of that anxiety energy towards your project and then blocking it. You can actually stop the process from succeeding because you've left it stuck in the material world. So you need to be gradual, and you need to learn everything and treat your project like giving birth and like something that you want to put all your energy into promoting by using what's available for you now on the computer, on the internet. You know, it's very rare nowadays that publishing houses are going to put you on a major book tour if you're lucky enough to have your book published. So you have to learn about marketing. You have to learn about promotion. I would never discourage anyone from writing their dream book, but that's a separate issue. There are many avenues now for you to have your words published that don't include having to go to a major publishing house. So you need to learn all of those possibilities, because your book may only need to reach a certain number of people to have fulfilled its mission. And not everyone is supposed to be at the top. It's a pyramid. Everyone is valid. Everyone is equal in God's eyes and in importance. But some people are going to do it the quiet way, and some people are going to do it the splashy way. And you need to decide which one you can be, and then be the best that you can be, and learn what you can to make it happen. It's not as big of a mystery as it appears. This is Live Call-In. I hope I hear from more of you out there at 888-815-9756. I know some of you out there are writing books, or you want to talk about spirit guides. That seems to be a great topic of the evening, or what your particular spiritual mission is. We all feel called, and we feel like we're awakening, and we are awakening. God is awakening us. Our spirit guides, they're trying to get our attention. Our loved ones from the other side are trying to, they're trying to grow their own souls by helping us on this side. Your work with them may not be done, and you can contact people who are on the other side if you know how to do that and what it is that you want to get out of it, because you can be healing for each other by contacting people who have passed over. That's why so many people now are learning how to do that and are, proving to people that it exists. Nothing is done for the reason of what I would call parlor tricks. When we have real spiritual awareness and spiritual growth, it's because there's a bigger benefit to all. And that's why at this time people are learning all about, all about spirit guides and about contacting people beyond the veil. There's a reason for it, and it's for our soul lessons. Now, the seven lessons create the blueprint of the challenges for spiritual writers. If you want to write, you're going to need courage, because it is competitive. it doesn't mean that you can't be in that upper 1 or 2%. You can be there just like anyone else can be there. But you're going to need courage, because writing in and of itself means that you're putting yourself out there and that you're sharing your ideas, you're sharing your soul, and you're sharing your authentic voice. Because if you're not writing from an authentic voice, the reader will know, and the agent will know, and the editor will know, and it just won't, it won't fit. It won't have life, and writing needs to have life. So you need to have courage. And you need to also have tolerance, which is the second lesson. You're going to need to understand that you will have an audience, and you will have people who don't want to be your audience. So if you're trying to create an identity for yourself and for your work and for your divine inner voice, focus on the people who are your audience. You know, preach to your choir. You may want to go through the effort of finding people beyond who you already know, because it's possible that people will love you and they just don't know how to find you. That's why I hope each time you listen to this show, if you like it, that you tell other people about it. Because that's the way we create word of mouth, and I know that I want to teach these things to you, and I can only do, you know, what I can do as a human being to try to reach as many people as possible with my work. Which means, I can tell you now, don't forget my website, www.soul-odyssey.com, and my address, Deborah@soul-odyssey.com. Keep in touch with me and help me build my audience so I can be teaching these things and reading for you all in a more extensive way. But you need to understand that you don't want to force your ideas, your ideals, and your vision on the people who are already very, very happy with what they're learning and what they're doing. What you want to do is make your work available so that people will seek what you have. So that's where marketing and promotion comes in. You try to get them in the door, and you also need to understand that when you're teaching, not everybody is going to like what you're teaching. And that could really be a blow to you as a writer and as a teacher, because most people who are writers will also be doing some speaking and radio or whatever it is you'll want to be doing. And that could be a big blow. But you can, if you understand the tolerance lesson, then you understand they don't have to all love you. I've had people walk out of workshops because of, and I it's like, wow, is it something I said? Well, they just had a different belief system. They may have been a fundamentalist, and they thought I was, you know, and I mentioned the word, you know, clairvoyant or something like that, and it just, you know, rubbed them the wrong way. But you can't be rattled by that, because the universe only wants you to connect with your audience so that you can share the message that comes through you from the universe and from your guides and from your divine inner voice. We may have time for another caller before we have to end the show. The number here is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Make sure you look up www.bbsradio.com, station one. You can also get this on your cell phones. I understand that there's all kinds of new technology. I hope we can get another caller in. I know you want to. I know you've got questions out there, and some of you are also just aching to write a book. Now's your chance. I've had 20-some-odd years as a literary agent, and I've written 10 books myself, so I know the ins and outs of being a writer and also how literary agents choose their clients. I know how that goes, and I also know how editors choose their books and what happens. But I know that we will be talking about this topic in the future again. And I'm very happy also to do a reading for you, whether it's about you or your animal or your pet. This is my love. This is my joy. So I love when you call in. It's 888-815-9756. So if you are on a spiritual path and you want to be a spiritual messenger, another challenge is going to be self-protection, because two things. You become a sitting duck. If you are a spiritual writer, you want to believe that everyone is good and that everything's meant to be and that God is guiding every way. God is guiding every way, but you are also learning lessons about how to survive in the physical world. And there are many people who would love to rip you off, especially as a writer, because so many people want to do this. We have Philip on line B2. How are you, Philip?
How are you, Deborah? This is Philip from Columbus, Ohio, your friend here.
Oh, I am so happy that you called.
How are you?
Connection. I'm doing fabulously. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Going through lots of experiencing, planning on getting my books written. Haven't started on anything tangible, just lots of little articles. But
well,
I'm enjoying your program so far.
Oh, I'm so glad. We go way back. My gosh, we go way back to the Paragon days.
That's right, exactly.
We do. I used to live in Columbus, Ohio. And
right.
Phil is a real...
I think we had lunch at Whole World, and you then got your office there right above it.
Exactly.
That same day.
Exactly.
That was, I think, February 3rd, 1988.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. You are amazing. And I have to tell you all that Philip is an amazing pioneer in so many areas of alternative health and wellness, and he's just amazing. What is your website?
Momentum98.com.
Oh, my gosh. All of you, Momentum98.com. He's
fabulous. I was given that, Momentum, while meditating.
I'm not surprised. you're always ahead of your time. And is there something specific I can help you with?
Nothing specific, just in general. I think I'm on the threshold of finally starting to write. It's been slow coming, but I think I've had to get a lot of things cleared out of the way.
The problem that I see for you, I do have some other callers, which is great. I love it. I'm just thrilled. But what I want to tell you, the message from Spirit for you, and I want you to call in again, is that you have too many directions.
Okay?
And what you need to do is get a bulletin board and write on different index cards different topics. And you're going to create, and I'll help you, you know I love you, a priority list. A priority list. And that way you'll be able, because it's all organization, you couldn't possibly start a book right now without equipment.
Yeah.
Because you just know so much. I mean, you're like so many years of brilliant study, and you have so many things you want to say, and it's, you know. So in order for you to do this, you got to start with the bulletin board and the index cards. And I want you to
come up
with five topics. Spirit wants five. That's it. That sounds like a lot. For you, that's going to be tougher, is narrowing them down.
Right, I know, yes.
Okay.
Sounds great. I'll let you get on to your other people, but it's nice to connect with you.
Well, God bless you. I love you, and call again, okay? Give my love to Ohio.
I'll do that. You take care.
Thank you.
What is that?
Bye. All righty. We have, looks like, is it Joanna?
Yeah, you can say that. I kind of go by Joanna.
Joanna. Well, you know what? That's what it. That's how they spelled it. So it was me.
Okay, Y-O-A-N-N-A. Yeah, that's my name in English, though, but I'm Greek, and I like my name in Greek, and it's Joanna. And, you know,
lovely.
Deborah, I just heard you for the second time. My husband found you on the Internet, and it's just kind of ironic because I've been writing a book for 5 years, and I had put it aside. I'm in the beauty business. I have a beauty company. I sell my product all over the United States, and I filmed an infomercial years ago. And it's a beauty book. I'm very spiritual and metaphysical, and I got a message. I got to go on vacation to Hawaii in the summertime, and I was meditating in the water and asking Spirit what they wanted me to do next. And a gentleman started talking to me in Maui and telling me that he had written a book. Well, and it came down, the whole thing came down to that he wanted me to talk to this person that helps get people's books published in San Francisco. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. And it just fell into place, and I met the woman when I got back, and she got me rolling, and I want to know what your hit was on it. I'm a very dedicated person. I got right down to it and put it all down for her and got it all together, the pages and pictures and all the background of what I've done. I've done a lot of traveling and been in this business for a while, and it's a book that's telling people how to look young naturally, the secrets. And I have a little bit of it in a spiritual twist to it when I'm in the book, too. And I'm just wondering what your hit is off of it. If you want me to tell you the name of this agent that's working with me.
No, please
okay.
Don't.
And she is helping me. She sent it to 6 major houses. I haven't talked to anybody about this. I really don't want to talk about it over the air, but my husband's encouraged me because I'm keeping this. Keeping it in my heart and knowing that Spirit will lead me to the right place. It's just been sent out in the last couple months, and I'm feeling really good about it. A couple editors have seen it. They've liked it, and I just want to know what your hit is on it and if I should stay with this person. And what do you think?
I'm not sure that... Have you gotten a couple of rejections?
No, I've gotten no rejections.
Okay. It's a while, unless it just went out. If it's been out for a couple of months, it's a little bit of a while, you know? So people are on the fence.
Yeah.
I think you have actually gotten 2 passes on it, all right, that you just don't know about.
Okay.
I think it's certainly a book that can be published, and that would be very successful. But I'm feeling that there is a problem in how it's being presented, that it's not maximizing your potential for marketing and promotion. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah. Now this
All
person.
Right.
Okay. This person, that's what her forte is. She is a marketer. She helped market Dr. Shaw's book.
Don't tell me any names or any identifying information about that. There's still something that they're not getting about it.
Okay.
If for some reason.
I'm going to tell you something else that you're picking up. Something you're picking up is accurate. And then,
I also think that some things are a little more talk than action. And
yeah,
I think that the people, they're not getting it. Now, it doesn't mean that if you don't get a bite on this submission, that you don't do another one, whether it's with her or with someone else, her, him, whoever, with someone
mm-hmm.
else. I don't know why I picked up a her, but because it's a very publishable book, but you don't always get it on the first round. There's
mm-hmm.
something they're not seeing about the potential for it, and what you can do with it to make it amazing?
Well, the first houses she sent it to, I was upset because when I gave her the copy, she told me she would edit it, and she didn't edit it at all and sent it out that way. And I got it, and then she wouldn't give me the copy of it. And when I asked her to see the copy, finally I read it and saw that it hadn't been edited. So I had a meeting with her and got really, put my foot down and said, this is what you promised me. We signed a contract. You didn't let me see it before it went out. So I took it and I had it edited with somebody that I trust and gave her the copies and made her, had her resend, well, it worked out where a couple of the publishers she was supposed to send it to had left and they had gone to a different house, and so it was great. So it went out again yesterday to three other places that people that she originally had tried to send out to, so I thought that was spirit in action, but they had left that publishing house. And which
yeah,
I'm
so
feeling
it basically
a lot
got to, orphaned. It gets, that's what happens sometimes, because there's a lot of change going on in the houses.
Yeah.
So
I feel really good about the places that it was resent to, because they didn't see the original, and because she didn't edit, which that's where the talk was. I'm going to edit it for you. I'm going to do this and that, and she didn't do it. So that's why I'm trying to see, you know, and I'm pushing her. I mean, I'm saying, you're going to do this, or, you know, and I gave some information to her, and I want you to give them this time, and I want it presented it this way this time, and I want you to do it this way. That's what I told her yesterday.
Unfortunately, we're going to run to the end of the hour. What I want to tell you is, and this is not a plug, but it is, look at our website, my business website of jeffherman.com, and take a look at, on the site, on how to write a book proposal. And there's also a book we've done called Write the Perfect Book Proposal, because I still think that the proposal need spirit, instinct, experience, whatever it is, I'm feeling like there's some weakness in the proposal where it's not standing on its own. And it should, if it's strong enough, nothing's a slam dunk, but it could get closer to being a slam dunk.
It's not a proposal. She's sending out packages, so they have to
it
come back.
It should be a proposal. It should be in the form of a book proposal.
Oh, this is what you're saying.
Take a look at my website, and I have to sign off to all of my wonderful listeners. And you can email me, and I'd be happy to answer your questions.
Okay. All right.
You asked the question that could really take, like, the whole hour.
Yeah. So, okay. So I appreciate your help, and that she didn't present it to me that way. She said she just has to send the package out, and they come back if they're interested, and then they do proposals. So, I don't know. So, anyway, okay. So, all right, I'll email you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and I am going to have to say good night to all of the listeners at Soul Odyssey Radio. This was a wonderful night. I'm so happy that more of you are calling in. You asked wonderful questions, and I will look forward to seeing you and hearing from you next week, Thursday evening, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, and everything in between. God bless you, and have a great week.